Kramer with Mission Network News. A new report on the torture and murder of Christians in North Korea seeks to shed light on the persecution crisis. According to Christian Today, the Christian Solidarity Worldwide report gives gruesome details about North Korean believers who've been killed for their faith. However, some of the elements of these stories from North Korea have been around since the 90s and often seem to pan out as an urban legend. Emily Fuentes with Open Doors USA says either way, the plight of believers in North Korea is still very real, and they desperately need our prayers on a daily basis. And most people think of the resort island of Bali when they're asked about the country of Indonesia. But for Vera Aurama of Compassion International, her homeland is a rich tapestry in need of tangible hope. Compassion's model for partnering with local churches to serve children has transformed communities throughout Indonesia. They're providing food, medicine, and education. But only the gospel is impacting both kids and parents for eternity. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.